Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your great love for us in Jesus Christ. The love that has led us to gather together this evening. To worship you, to praise you, to lift you high. Lord, we give you glory, we give you thanks. And Lord, we ask that in our own small way, our worship this evening may be acceptable to you and may bring you honour in this world. Amen. It turns to me just to share a few words linked to some of the readings that we've just had and some of the songs that we've been singing. Those of you who are part of this church regularly will know that I've just had a baby. My wife and I had a baby just over a month ago. If you're here regularly, you'll know I'm milking it quite a lot for illustrations at the moment, and this is going to be another one of those occasions. And we're at that point. If you've had children, you may well be vaguely familiar. Luke is about a month old, and so we're at the point where there's chaos, very little routine. If you don't know, we have two other children as well, one who's five, one who's two. So now you understand even more why there's so much chaos. At the point, Luke is sleeps in our bedroom, wakes us up regularly. I say Luke sleeps in our bedroom. Some people think, oh, of course, he sleeps in your bedroom. He's only a month old. Caleb lasted about 2 days before he was kicked out. But he was a noisy sleeper. So anyway, aside from that, so Luke's in our bedroom. So he, you know, waking up through the night and getting out of bed and having to sort out feeds for him. And of course, it's all kind of one of those things where there's very little kind of routine able to be established yet. It's a good kind of couple of months before any hope on the horizon that kind of routine might establish and things like that. And so, yeah, it's chaos and it's madness and doesn't involve a huge amount of sleep. And Kate, my wife and I, we were talking the other day and we were beginning to plan ahead and we were thinking about going away next year. And Kate suddenly said, well, of course, things will be very different by then because, you know, Luke will be out of our bedroom and he'll be eating solid food and there'll be so much more of a routine and a pattern in his life. You know, he'll have naps in the morning and in the afternoon. Might even be starting to think about dropping a nap by then, that there'll be routine and there'll be time and there'll be some sense of organisation and life might return. And I said, that's a good point. Because it just completely slipped my mind. I know it sounds really stupid, but I was so much in the days that we're in at the moment, so much head down a day at a time and a minute at a time and is there enough food in the fridge and that sort of thing, that I hadn't lifted my head up and gone, actually, in 6 months' time, this will be very different. Things will have changed a lot. That there's hope of more sleep. That there's hope of a bit more routine. That there's hope of this little child growing and developing. And it suddenly occurred to me, as I realised that, that there's something of that for me in the point of what we're doing this evening. There's always the danger in when you do something like this and you have, you know, a really good evening of singing that someone stands up at the front and says, this is what heaven's going to be like. And I know full well that, you know, there's some people for whom singing a lot is really not their idea of heaven. And it's probably someone being very enthusiastic with lots of that thing that you were just talking about. That's the one, going around their body thinking it's wonderful and amazing and getting that kind of feeling, you know, well, let's do this forever. And, you know, I know that singing isn't everybody's thing and, you know, and I've heard some of you sing, so, you know, it's a great job, but it's not about the quality. That's what, you know, it's about gathering together. And the lovely thing about this evening, when there's so many of us and it's so loud, it really doesn't matter how, whether you feel you can sing or not very well, because you can just sing really loud and no one can hear. And it's wonderful, and that's what I quite like sometimes. But I know it's not about it feeling like heaven. And mercifully, I think heaven is going to be a lot different to that as well. But what I think it is a reminder. A reminder that it's not always like this. A reminder to lift our heads. That actually sometimes we can get so caught up in what's going on this day, at this point in life, that we forget to lift our heads and remember that actually coming, and probably coming very soon, is something so much better, so much more glorious, something that we can't even imagine, that we can only try and grasp at with a few songs. And at times we just need to lift our heads. And so much today and the events in our world this weekend, we need a reminder that in the midst of our mess and our broken world, there is hope. It's not a hope that denies the reality of the world today. It's not a blind hope that kind of shuts our eyes and sticks our fingers in our ears and sings as loud as we can. It's not that sort of hope. The verses we just heard from Revelation were verses that said there'll be no more crying or mourning or pain. Within those very verses, it recognises that there is crying and mourning and pain now. But it's the offer of hope that things won't always be the way that they are now. It acknowledges the truth of what's here, but recognises that that's not it. It's not the end of the story. And it doesn't mean that we want to skip now. Looking ahead and thinking of Luke in 6-9 months' time, it doesn't make me think, you know what, let's just jump ahead then. Let's just jump ahead to that point where he's, you know, where he's 9 months old, he sleeps a bit more and he's eating solid food. Let's just skip on to that. I don't think anyone with children thinks, let's just skip those months, those years. If anyone's ever seen the film Click, the whole premise of that film is a guy who decides that he wants to fast forward the boring things in his life. It's one of these fanciful films. He gets given a remote control, and when things are boring and dull, he can just hit fast forward and skip through it. So it starts with, you know, silly things like doing the washing up. You know, well, I'll just fast forward that, and he kind of skips it, and he doesn't know what's happened. And suddenly, it's got a sad film because he suddenly finds that he's skipped so much of his life, that in the things that he thought was boring, he's missed so much of his family, so much of the moments that were actually meaningful because he wasn't paying any attention to it. We don't just want to skip past everything. It's not about escaping the now, but it's recognising in the now that there is a future that awaits us. It's a future that's made possible because of the amazing love of the Father for us in sending Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. It's that we've been recognising as we sung as well, of what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. As we began, it's the reason we sing. The reason we sing, because of how much he has loved us, that we love him, because he first loved us. And I don't know what got you here this evening, whether you do like singing, whether you've been dragged along by somebody else, whether you've just wandered into the church. But I want to offer, in some ways, the challenge, but also the encouragement, that if you don't have that hope, if you don't have that vision that you can lift your head and there is some hope for the future, the hope that's found in Jesus Christ and what God has done for us in him, in his death for us, then I want to encourage you to hear the truth of the words that we've been singing together. Hear the truth of the words in the next few songs we're going to sing. And to take an opportunity to make a decision to follow him and to find that hope. if you're in that place and you want to do that at the end of the service, there'll be some people over on in the corner over here who'd be happy to pray with you and to chat with you. If you're at a point where you just struggle to lift your head and to see above today and to see that there's that hope for the future, then just come and take an opportunity just for people to pray for you, that you might have that glimpse once again that there's more than just today. We're going to continue and worship now and focus our hearts once again on Jesus.